Pastors representing the Council of Churches of Western Massachusetts announced plans at a Monday news conference to hold an anti-casino rally, stage leaflet drops, publish a position paper, and have people stand in front of dozens of churches this weekend holding signs urging a no vote next Tuesday. Reverend Douglas Fisher, Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Western Massachusetts, said it is not too late for the anti-casino message to resonate even after the nearly year-long multi-million dollar marketing effort by MGM.
We live in hope. That's what we do. We live in hope. So I don't know the polls. I don't know exactly where we stand on that, but I do know that as people of faith, that we need to speak out for those who are poor. And whether we lose or whether we win, we're obligated to do that.
The pastors said they believe anti-casino voters will be more motivated to go to the polls Tuesday because of the widely held assumption the referendum will pass. An anti-casino rally is planned for tomorrow afternoon in Court Square in downtown Springfield. About 300 people attended an anti-casino forum last month, sponsored by the Episcopal Diocese. Archbishop Timothy Paul, president of the Council of Churches of Western Massachusetts, said the opposition is more than a moral question. He cited a litany of social ills he claims studies have linked to casinos, including increases in problem gambling, violent crime, personal bankruptcies, and homelessness.
It's just an amazing cost that is too great for us to stand by and not use our pulpits and our influence to educate the voters on making a clear choice.
MGM's development agreement with the city of Springfield commits it to create 2,000 construction jobs and 3,000 permanent jobs, a powerful allure in a city where the unemployment rate last month was over 10%. In addition, MGM will make annual payments to Springfield totaling more than $24 million and pay for other amenities such as an outdoor ice skating rink. The project has received strong backing from Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and has been endorsed by many business, civic, and neighborhood groups. The Springfield Republican urged a yes vote in an editorial in Sunday's paper. Michael Mathis, Vice President of Global Gaming Development for MGM, said he respectfully disagreed with the casino opponents.
I'd ask them, you know, what options do they have for 3,000 jobs? What options do they have for 2,000 construction jobs, $800 million of development? We know how to manage and mitigate the negative impacts.
MGM and the Springfield branch of the NAACP co-sponsored a program Monday for minority and women-owned businesses to discuss how they can go about doing business with a casino. NAACP Springfield Chapter President Talbert Swan said MGM has a good track record of vendor diversity.
We're strongly committed to partner with them to make sure that those opportunities are available here in Springfield.
The development agreement between MGM and the city commits the company to purchase $50 million annually in goods and services from local companies. 10% of the business must go to minority-owned businesses, 15% to women-owned businesses, and 2% to businesses owned by military veterans. If the referendum passes on July 16th, MGM can apply to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission for the lone casino license available in Western Massachusetts. Other casino projects are being proposed in the region by Mohegan Sun and Hard Rock International. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.